can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go
well, the Onion
do my
supporters
will.
Are now calling for it to be Charlie Kirk. Here they are a year and a half ago, and Stephanopoulos on the National Morning News Show, Sunday News Show, saying, oh, yeah, we won the bid, we got it, and they didn't, and they didn't win this. And they just keep trying. It's so pathetic, but that's what the left does. They never give up like zombies. Here's a short clip. We'll go back to Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process. What do you make of that? Are you confident this is still going to go through?
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own Infowars, and we are very excited about
that. But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation. Obviously, that is not something that he's going to do in the situation.
So you're confident this is going to go through?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what role is Every Town for Gun Safety going to play in all
this? We're going to be the main advertisers, and that means anything from a banner ad to a link to video to creating content together. And
so that's Michael Bloomberg financing all this.
Run on for a long time.
Why do they want us off the air? Because they know we've got their number. After Dr. Elliott leaves us, this indictment of Fauci's main advisor recovering in a function is so huge. Big new developments just happened in that. They wouldn't have done this if they weren't serious to go after him. They're not just doing some indictment, fake indictment like Comey. This is very real. We got massive intel on that. Some of the biggest COVID news ever is about to break. But Dr. Elliott, going back to you for the next 10 minutes we have left. We want Trump to succeed. You're a big Trump supporter. I still love Trump compared to the Democrats. Just the course he's taken is so crazy. Now Israel says you better do a ground invasion. He was briefed yesterday on ground invasion. He's talking about doing it. That's why I had to like say, hey, you're crazy. 25th Amendment, if you want to nuke them. The Israelis are pushing nukes. This is a trap in the threat escalation. Most analysts think that we'll get pinned down there. It's a heavily fortified, gigantic area, thousands of square miles. Trump doesn't have military understanding. He's being set up, in my view. What do you think?
I think that if this doesn't end, I think that Israel is probably having us come to their bidding because we're American. We've got a big, huge military. And I'm not saying that they're small either, right? I mean, they can handle themselves. But this is, to me, all about the control of oil, right? And who controls the oil? The big bankers.
No, I mean, I get if Trump could pull this off, like I said 62 days ago, I would hope it would work when Israel said 4 days. It's about China. It's about Belt and Road. It's about the IMEC corridor. We explain all that. We get why he thinks he's doing it. The point was the Pentagon said it's not going to work. So everybody says, oh, you're with Iran. No, it's not going to work. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked about how this wasn't going to be quick, you know, quick 3 days in, you know, just and get this job done. What we're dealing with here is a religious ideological battle that really is it boils down to like the Jewish people against the Islamic people that goes all the way back to Isaac and Ishmael in the Old Testament.
Well, hold on. Their thing with Iran's 3,023 years, it's even older than Islam.
Yeah. So being politically engaged. Now, we have to stop rogue terrorist regimes. I get it. What I'm saying is this isn't going to end anytime real soon, right? And this is the problem. This is, to me, as an economist, I pray every single day for Trump. I pray that this gets done quickly because lives are at stake. the national economy is at stake, the global economy is at stake, the longer that this goes on. And this is turning out to be really ugly. I think that the inflation that comes from this, Alex, is insane. And
let's talk about those numbers. They're saying it's really bad. It's coming out now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. The numbers that just came out a few days ago, probably 40% more than what were expected, right? And this is just because of the cost of oil. What does oil get used for? By every country and every citizen in every country every single day, right? So yeah, these are inflationary pressures. But look at what's happening here domestically, right? Mamdani in New York just had this stupid idea and video. I'd love to watch it if we can, because it ties in.
You sent the video. We have the Mamdani video ready, right? Like, I apologize. You sent me a giant stack of documents and videos. I should have been going over those. Yeah. Guys, get the Mamdani video ready. Set it up for us, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah, okay. So what is he saying? He's saying grocery prices are going to go through the roof. So we want to set up a city-run grocery store in New York where we can provide cheap stuff, right? And it's like, okay, so that's the setup. Let's watch what he has to say. And then I'm going to say why this is the dumbest idea, but why he's actually doing it.
Here it is.
We will use government to respond to rising prices and unaffordable groceries. Since the pandemic, grocery prices have gone up, and they haven't come back down. Between 2013 and 2023, grocery prices increased in New York City by nearly 66%, significantly higher than the national average. During our campaign, we promised New Yorkers that we would create a network of city-owned grocery stores, one in each borough. And we are here today to celebrate the site of the Manhattan store, La Maqueta, which will be open by 2029.
Now, I know you're going to give your answer to this, and I have my response, but the left always want, like the Soviet Union, only government grocery stores. They have been positioning this forever. You can call it stupid. You're being nice. This is part of a plan, Cloward and Piven, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, this is communism 101, right? Because, and what are they using as the impulse to actually talk about this now? The inflationary pressures coming from the Iran conflict that we're seeing, right? The price of oil, all these groceries are going up, and he's basically blaming Trump for that without saying it. It's like, oh, these inflationary pressures, everybody sees it, everybody knows it. So therefore, we're going to have a grocery store run by the city. The reason this is so incredibly dumb is what causes inflation? It's inflation at the wholesale level. It's manufacturers. It's production. It's printing of money, right, to fund everything from wars to the entitlement state to everything, right? So that's what causes prices to go up.
Now, and you have government coming into the food market. And imagine just a city administering a store. They have no idea even how to do it.
No, they have no idea how to do it. But people are going to say, wow, this is great. We're going to have cheap grocery store prices. Like, who's paying for that, right? It's the taxpayers of New York City.
So it's a secret tax. It's price fixing.
It's absolutely price fixing. And this is communism. But what's this going to do? People are going to think they're going to get cheap groceries. No. If you actually have this store that has cheap groceries that are being paid for by taxpayer dollars, the normal grocery store chains are not going to be able to compete, and they'll just shut down, right? Because, having cheap prices to the retail, that doesn't mean that wholesale prices, the producers, the manufacturers are going to have cheaper prices. So then what? You're going to have shortages. You're going to have no groceries available anywhere. And this is, but this is what.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. Guys, type into YouTube Soviet grocery stores, 1980s, 1970s, or Food Lines, Russia. You stand in line all day to get a loaf of bread and one sausage.
I mean, this is what's coming to New York City. If he is not a good businessman, he's nothing literally but a community organizer.
Yeah, but you keep saying that. I agree with you. They know, his bosses know what they're doing. This is a program. You know Chicago wants government grocery stores too, right?
Yeah. See, and they're going to try to pin this all down on Trump and the Strait and the oil shortages and the supply chain disruptions. And they're using this to create this social dynamic during an election year, right? Which is why this is important that this conflict in Iran ends soon, because there's more at play than just the supply of oil. We're looking at a complete social structure change in America with the nationalization, or not nationalization, but like city-run grocery stores, which comes at taxpayers' expense. This isn't going to work, and this isn't going to end well.
Yeah, not only is government going to have, not only do you have, you know, however many tens, what is it, 50 million people on food stamps or whatever, now, oh, that doesn't work, that's not even good enough. Now we have to just have these stores that we claim are cheap, which we know is going to completely fall apart.
Yeah, it's going to completely fall apart. So here's the next.
By the way, do you think you think consumers are going to want to shop there? No. It's going to be a bunch of homeless people and illegal aliens. These are going to be, I guarantee you, homeless encampments will set up all around these.
Yeah, it is. And the other grocery stores are not going to want to do business. See, here's where people are mistaken. It's like, what causes the economy to grow? It's capitalism, right? And people say, oh, these greedy capitalists, right? There's incentive to starting your own company. Nobody's going to want to start a company if they can't make a profit, right? So therefore, if
yeah, they're going to move out of cities that have these.
Yes.
That's how it works.
And New York is already seeing that, right? Which means they're going to have a less of a tax base to pay for some of these things.
Well, they've already let the left loot and rob by, in California, passing laws let you steal up to $3,000 and all the rest of it. They've already, all these businesses are already leaving. It's all on purpose. That's my point. They're already are already leaving.
Yeah, and it's not like this is a new idea, Alex. They've had this idea for a long time. It's this communist ideology that's permeating politics here. But here's where they're going to blame Trump right now because of this conflict in Iran, which is why this is all happening right now, right? It's an easy, easy scapegoat, which is why I think that this needs to end soon during an election.
No, I agree. Right? This is like COVID. This is the globalist plan to kill Trump's recovery.
Yeah, it is. Because ultimately, people are going to be taxed to the hilt, right? They're going to hit this point where, hey, we can't be taxed anymore. We're going to stop spending. So then what do the governments do? They're going to print their way out of it, right? So this is the inflationary pressures that the Fed is seeing, why they don't know what to do with interest rates. Well, what's interesting about all of this is you look back to the 80s, right? Go all the way back to the 80s. What did Reagan do? It was an amazing decade, right? The Cold War was over. The Berlin Wall came down. Interest rates came down. Taxes came down. It was like this amazing renaissance for America. Then the 90s was this weird decade where, because of the 80s, the dollar became the global hegemon, right? And central banks owning gold went from 40% of their holdings to the crisis in 2008, that recession that we had, 10%. Why? Because people were going into the U.S. dollar globally, right? So that's why gold holdings at central banks came down from 40% to 10%. What happened in 2008? The world saw that the emperor had no clothes, right? That this banking system was broken, that it was hiding things. This is why 2008, 2009 was important. Since then, central bank gold holdings, it has become the number one held reserve asset on the planet.
Yeah, let's slow down. All the elites, the central banks, the billionaires, the universities are hoarding gold and silver. You got to leave in a few minutes. Now's the pitch. You're the highest rated, best prices, gold and silver. Wholesale, you know the price. Sell it back to you for nothing. Nobody big does that. You're the place. People are insane. Free consultation. Give us a pitch. How people do it. It's so easy. They need to make the decision to do this now. And you sponsor the show, so it's a win-win, not just the best deal, but then you also fund the truth, not just my show, but hundreds of others. Dr. Elliott, give us the pitch for KEPM.com/gold.
Yeah, I mean, take advantage of this pendulum shifting moment where central banks now have gold as the number one held reserve asset in the world. We can take advantage of that. We can do the same thing that they're doing, except on an individual scale. You can buy it by the ounce. You don't have to buy it by the ton. Whether you have an IRA, non-IRA, cash account, brokerage account, reallocate and reposition to hedge your paper assets with physical, tangible assets like gold and silver. Do exactly what the central banks are doing to protect their backside. You can do that to protect yours, right? And so, I mean, what we are different when we charge 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. Really, people don't do that. Companies don't do that. I get it. We're different. We operate on low margins. But we want to take care of people and remove these barriers and these stumbling blocks to doing the right thing. When it's time to liquidate, you liquidate. You get all of it. Lock in your profits. It's your money, not mine. That's why we set this up. The way that we did was to really be a blessing to people in dark and turbulent times like this, where people don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The inflationary pressures, the geopolitical conflict, the wars, the rumors and wars. Tell you what, when you look and see what the central banks are doing to protect getting out of paper assets, getting out of the U.S. dollar, which the BRICS nations promised was going to happen years ago when they said we're going to de-dollarize the world. How do you protect yourself against that and those global, you know, winds that are facing Trump and everything he's trying to do to grow the economy? You actually go into gold and silver to take advantage of that situation. That'll give you peace in the midst of the storm.
Well, listeners, they're regular listeners, long-term listeners know this. It's completely self-serving. But I instinctively, spiritually, was always this way. As I got older, I saw, oh, that's God's plan. Thank God I was given, not when it comes to, you know, drinking or women or whatever. I'm not saying I'm some saint, but when it comes to like business and life and being truthful, I do have a saintly countenance. But it's because it works. Like, why would I not want to sell people the best deal? Why would I not want to sell the best product? Any great salesman knows the best salesman has the best product. If I always say, if I had a restaurant, I want to have the best quality, best price, best atmosphere, consistency, and then there's a line around the block. We don't need Google Maps or reviews. We pull into a town, we're on a road trip, you drive by a place, there's two cars, another place has 20 cars, another place has a line out the door. You're like, if I got time, I want to go see why that's so good. I mean, you got the line out the door. I'm only selling people stuff that I think is the best bet. And it's like, it's so crazy how obvious this is. People need to go to kpm.com/gold or call the toll-free number. Get a free consultation. When you call these guys up, you don't get a shipwreck pitch of some special coin for three times the price of it. You get bullion straight up. Here's the price. Boom. You can check it on the market instantly. What is wholesale? Boom. You call it's wholesale. It's delivered, or they'll can tell you a vault nearby you that they recommend. I just say get it yourself. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, you're optimistic. I want to be optimistic, too. You want Trump to succeed. So do I. But every time I have you on, you're getting more and more worried. I'm reading what the economists are saying. They're saying, like you said months ago, this is going to take a year to unwind if it stopped today. Has this killed the Trump recovery? Because you've been predicting, you know, a correction anyways. It was looking so good. Maybe it wasn't going to happen. How bad is this going to be if it ended today? I mean, it already doesn't look too hot. But if it continued, how bad would it be?
Oh, if it continues, it's really bad. I mean, I can't fathom how bad it would be, because the Fed is going to have to go to the printing press, right, and print money like there's no tomorrow. They're going to be buying U.S. treasuries that the rest of the world won't want, right? And so this is why this is imperative that this ends. Is this going to kill Trump's recovery? No. I think Trump is going to bring jobs back to America. People will start working. People will start spending. But here's the crux of it. This is an election year. This is a midterm. And this is the problem, because I don't think this is going to be
fixed. So it slows it down where people don't get instant ratification, so they don't vote.
Yeah. Or they vote differently, right? People vote with their wallets. Clinton told us that. Right? It's like, it's the economy, stupid. And it's true. It always has been true. People will vote with their wallets. And that's the problem with the slowness of this recovery. Do I think it's going to recover? 100% yes. Do I think it's going to happen before the midterms? Probably not, Alex.
And so now if we lose the Senate, which they say is in peril now, we get impeachment.
I mean, that's what they want.
Well, we told Trump, so what does he think is going to happen when that goes on? Then our whole thing gets derailed.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if we lose, if the conservatives lose the midterms in the House and the Senate, the next 2 years are going to be full every single day of impeachment talk.
They didn't have the Senate before. If they had the House and Senate, they will get an impeachment.
This is the problem. This is why this needs to end. This conflict needs to end soon. Praying for Trump that he can get it done diplomatically, get this thing done. But it's short term. It doesn't look too good for me as an economist.
I agree. Dr. Elliott was put on screen again. The toll, for, the number and the website. People can call. They can get a free consultation, kpm.com/gold. Fill out the email form. They'll call you or call the number, and they'll, if they don't answer, they'll call you. They're very busy. Thank you, Dr. Elliott.
You bet. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Yeah. I mean, folks, like I said 1,000 times, I'll say it again because I just beat my head up against the wall here. I've made a lot of predictions that are hard to make. I mean, they're really complex and really, you have all the evidence that finally I have a dream and God tells me to say it. I mean, the really wild stuff has been, you know, a few dozen events. But every day when I make analyses of things, it's like easy. Like the Pentagon reports, which I can know the facts are accurate. I don't just believe Pentagon, said don't do this. And then I'm called a traitor and a Qatari agent or an Iranian agent because Israel is setting us up for total war for the Greater Israel Project. And it's with horror that I have to come out and criticize Israel, because then I know that feeds into the Islamists that are a huge threat and the left. And if Israel gets cornered, they'll nuke everybody. So it's like it's bad, bad, bad. And I just see the Israelis as everybody else, the Muslims, everybody else, their kids, their wives, their average shopkeepers. I don't hate them. I don't like war because it's the tyrant's last refuge. But somehow we got sold in all these wars the last 30 years, and Trump was supposedly against that, and now we're so deep into this. It's just mind-blowing. All right. I wanted to get Jesse Beltran, who is an incredible researcher and filmmaker, on about all the insane developments, all the declassifications of the CIA secret implanting chips in people and what they're gearing up for and all the COVID poisoning coming out that we know is replicating nanotech. And my problem is when he comes on next hour, I have so much I want to get into that I meant when I asked him to come on last week, he couldn't. He came on this week to have all the stuff that I was already had to have here. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't have all this stuff. But don't worry, there's so much to cover. That's the problem. So we'll do that and get his take just in general on the world, too. He's a smart guy. And then, boy, he recommended that scientist down in El Salvador, a prestigious neuroscientist and physicist and evolutionary biologist. And what he's saying is true about the magnetic field weakening and all that. And finally, Al Gore said something true. Al Gore's like, oh, the penguins can't swim and the polar bears can't swim and they're all dead and the ice caps are melting. All that's a lie. Give me a carbon tax. But when he said the Gulf Stream's slowing, Pacific and Atlantic currents are the slowest ever. That stops with whatever's going on. We are in cuckoo town. And Al Gore's finally putting out proclamations of doom that could be true. If it keeps slowing, if the pole keeps moving so fast, if the magnetosphere keeps weakening so fast, it is just crazy town. We are in a major time of change. And then we've got another great guest who's going to be in studio. Myron Gaines came to town just for me. I was like, I wanted you on the show today. Just come to town. So we'll come back on tomorrow because an hour wasn't enough. He'll be my first guest. Well, I guess I've had interviewed Sean Johnson and Rob doing a few others in the new network studios. But the first guest since InfoWars was shut down in studio, Myron Gaines coming up fourth hour. So look forward to that. But remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Remember, the bad guys want to destroy. They thought grabbing InfoWars would do something. No, it's exploded in their face. Millions of people, as of this morning, I haven't checked since then, 2 million visitors at this morning. I said, wow, we're linked on Drudge. It's top trending on X. So I called the IT guy and I said, how many visitors since midnight to alexjoneslive.com? They go, 2.7 million. 2.7 million viewers. That was at 8 a.m. this morning. 2.7 million viewers since midnight. I don't even know what it is right now, but thank you, Drudge. Look at Drudge up there, top link, or at least it was earlier. So get on that bandwagon, folks. Take that link, alexjoneslive.com. Let's put the URL up on screen if we can. alexjoneslive.com, alexjoneslive.com, alexjoneslive.com. Take that link, just alexjoneslive.com, and share it on your email list, your text message list, everywhere else, and say the revolution is happening now against the tyrants. The information they don't want you to have is live right now at alexjoneslive.com with the feeds, the articles, and more. Stay with us.
Because of